Would you feel comfortable voting in person right now? What about putting your ballot in the mail? Many voters have doubts, so ballot drop boxes, with their lack of person-to-person contact and 24-hour availability, seem like a perfect solution. State officials insist on only one drop box per county. Voting rights organizations are fighting that limit in court. In the meantime, residents are making their own plans.
Come on up, and you can go straight to that front table. Good morning.
The election is well underway in Ohio. Thousands of voters around the state brave chilly mornings and long lines to cast their ballot in the first week of early voting. But while that part of the election appears to be working well, there's an ongoing fight over ballot drop boxes.
As a matter of public policy, I would love to see more drop boxes. I think it would be a great convenience. The question, though, is do I have the legal authority to do that? And I sincerely don't believe I have the legal authority to do that without risking additional lawsuits, voter confusion, and that kind of thing.
That's Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose speaking at an event in August. Voting rights groups sued over his one drop box per county limit, and LaRose has been fighting in court for months to keep it in place. Last week, federal judge Dan Polster said the secretary is misreading state law and can't bar county boards from collecting ballots off-site. The League of Women Voters was one of the groups that sued. Executive Director Jen Miller says this is not the year to limit options.
And it serves every voter. It helps seniors, people with disabilities, low-income Ohioans, those who live in rural areas or suburban areas. It's a no-brainer to have multiple ballot drop-off locations when so many Ohioans are wanting to vote absentee.
LaRose is appealing the ruling. Late Friday, a divided appeals court panel agreed to keep the limit in place while that plays out. But even if LaRose is unsuccessful, county boards still have to vote on off-site plans and make staffing and security arrangements. So in practice, many Ohio counties could still be stuck with a single drop-off location. Sylvia Sharp lives in Berwick, on Columbus's east side, about a 20-minute drive from the county's only drop box. She's worried about voting in person, and she's skeptical of the mail right now. Sharp is retired and disabled, and many people in her social orbit don't get around great either. So she's making a point of offering rides for those who want to drop off their ballots.
We can wear our masks, we can roll the windows down in the car and go there, and they can put it in the box where they know that, hey, I put it in the box. I was there.
Former Democratic congressional candidate Morgan Harper's group, Columbus Stand Up, is doing the same thing on a bigger scale, organizing a kind of DIY Uber for early voting.
So the name of the game right now is recruiting as many drivers as possible, making sure they have a good setup in their car, and then identifying the folks that are going to need these rides in order to exercise their right to vote.
In Franklin County, the primary challenge will likely be getting to the Board of Elections. Board officials expect heavy traffic, but being located on a major thoroughfare with a large parking lot gives them flexibility. In nearby Clark County, Assistant Director Amber Lopez explains, simply managing the traffic around the drop box could be a challenge.
I don't know if you notice, it's a sharp turn when you pull in, and it's even harder going out. And when there's a line of cars, it's just very hard for people to get in and out of the parking lot.
The board took the unusual step of moving its early voting center to a theater in downtown Springfield to make sure there was adequate room for social distance and to better manage traffic. Meanwhile, Clark County residents living outside Springfield still have to find a way into town if they want to vote early. New Carlisle sits on the far western edge of the county, but City Councilmember Dale Grimm, a supporter of the president, dismisses transportation concerns.
If something is important to you, you will make sure it happens. Okay? There's nothing wrong with going to the high school on November 3rd. Like I said, if it's important, you'll make it happen. If it's not important, you'll look for excuses to get around it.
Like Sharp, Grimm distrusts the mail, but says when he casts his ballot, it will be in person on election day. Nick Evans, WOSU News.